A reading from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Would you join with me in prayer? Holy God, come among us. Breathe your spirit of peace upon us and shape us. Help us to look into each human face and to see there the face of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers, siblings in Christ, friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for the invitation to be with you this morning as you begin this year of anniversary celebration. 60 years of ministry, of mission, of service. It is a privilege to be with you this morning and for me to bring greetings to you from your family in Christ across the Synod of Alberta and the Territories. From Holy Family Lutheran Yellowknife, Lord of Glory Lutheran Lac La Biche, Central Lutheran Provost, Unity Lutheran Medicine Hat, Christ Trinity Lutheran Lethbridge, Good Shepherd Lutheran High River, St. Paul's Lutheran Olds, All Saints Lutheran Calgary, Grace Lutheran Wetaskiwin, St. Matthew's Lutheran Spruce Grove, Jasper Lutheran Jasper, I could go on. Greetings from each congregation and specialized ministry in between. It is a privilege to be joined in worship today by the community of faith gathered at Trinity Lutheran in Whitehorse, and by others who may be joining us. This year, Trinity, like you, celebrates 60 years of ministry, of mission, of service. It is no coincidence, I suggest, that a pandemic and technology have brought us together this morning. Trinity Lutheran Whitehorse and Lutheran Church of the Cross, Calgary, each marking 60 years of ministry. Congratulations and God's blessings to you. And it is no coincidence that the readings chosen for today, those for an anniversary, include Psalm 84, a pilgrimage psalm sung by those who traveled to Jerusalem to worship. A poetic account, many believe, of the experience of a pilgrim approaching the temple in Jerusalem for a religious festival. And there, in the temple, one finds that even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself. Let me read verse 3 again. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts. The psalmist rejoices that humble sparrows and vulnerable swallows find sanctuary in the temple, where their protected nests surround the altars of the Lord of hosts. The psalmist celebrates that creation itself, the sparrows and swallows, find rest in the sanctuary. And who joins the sparrows? Who joins the swallows? Who seeks sanctuary? Well, the weary traveler, the exhausted, hungry pilgrim, those seeking community and safety, those weary of COVID restrictions and bubbles and uncertainty, those needing hope in the midst of troubles, peace in the midst of chaos, comfort in the midst of distress, those seeking God's very life, God's mercy, God's love, God's grace, seeking, desiring a place near the altar that one can call home and where one can build a nest and where one is welcomed as beloved. Trinity, Church of the Cross, is this not a vision for ministry, for mission, for service indeed, for celebration of an anniversary? This vision of a community of faith where all are welcomed, nurtured, loved, where even the birds are welcome, even the sparrow. The gospel, the good news for us, is that the God we know in Jesus Christ has joined us on the way, on our pilgrimage, on our journey. God has joined you. The Spirit has guided you, nurtured you for 60 years as Trinity, as Church of the Cross. The gospel, the good news for us, is that the God we know in Jesus Christ takes what we offer and turns it toward new life. This is why places become holy, not only saturated with the cries and prayers and hopes of a gathered people, but saturated with the very presence of God, where ordinary things, bread, wine, water, words, people, song, wood, stone, glass, the whole creation is filled to overflowing with God, with mercy, love, grace. Mercy, love, grace that we can touch and feel and hold on to. Mercy, love, grace that begins to build a home in the world, in the neighborhood, a home that welcomes all, even the sparrow. I suspect your faithfulness as a church, as congregations, and as a synod turns around the ways in which we can be curious and generous, open and compassionate, hospitable and grateful, decentered enough to draw near to one another, each breathing with a piece of Christ, each offering our cup of cool baptismal water, each celebrating God's miraculous goodness and God's presence in the eyes of all. All the while knowing, trusting, that what is impossible for us is not impossible for God. That God continues to form us into God's image. That God continues to make things about forgiveness and mercy, grace and reconciliation. That God continues to turn us from the temptation of solely looking backwards to our history to gazing forward together in hope. That God continues to transform us from seeking the past, a source of inspiration, to the very real and present moment where our vision is directed to the future with expectation. That God continues to transform us with the story of resurrection and new life. That God has promised to be present in the proclaimed gospel, present in the word and sacrament, present in the loaf and the cup, present in the company of other pilgrims. God in Christ is present, reminding us that even the sparrow is welcome and rests securely in the nail-marked hands of Christ. In this promise, in this gospel, this good news, we journey together in ministry, in mission, in service. You, me, Trinity, Church of the Cross, our Synod, the guest, the stranger, and yes, even the sparrow. Let us pray. Holy God, come among us in the good news proclaimed in water and word, present in loaf and cup and in the company of other pilgrims. We give thanks for your presence as we mark 60 years of ministry, mission, and service. Now send us, filled with the breath of your Holy Spirit, to breathe Christ's peace into fearful lives, to love one another as we have been loved, to welcome the stranger and make friends of enemies, to forgive the sins that bind others to the past, to serve on bended knee, all in need of care, to be your wounded and risen body in the world, and to enter with joy your inbreaking, startling future.